This is an unfair question, and I know it in advance, but favorite beer that the Northampton Brewery has on tap right now, and favorite beer that is not a Northampton Brewery beer?
Oh, gosh. Well, my favorite beer Northampton Brewery produces and has on tap right now is the Greyhound, which is an incredible IPA that is made with grapefruit.
Uh-huh.
And my favorite beer from another brewery would be, I love Building 8. I love some of the other local ones. I do like Treehouse. And, you know, I drink so much of my own beer, it's hard to be on the spot.
I told you it was an unfair question in advance.
I'm like, oh, no. The funny thought is, who am I leaving out? Oh, hundreds and thousands of beers.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and no stranger to our airwaves in this segment, Janet Eggleston, who is the founder, the owner of the Northampton Brewery, the iconic central pivotal business in downtown Northampton. So many times there are people in our parking lot, which is right across the street from the brewery, essentially asking, do you know where the brewery is? As number one question. Or conversely, where you say, okay, do you know where the brewery is? Go out the door of the brewery and take a right to get to the, it's that kind of pivotal location. And it's also pivotal to what has become the incredible beer community in Western Mass, certainly one of the forerunners, if not the first brewery in Western Mass. Janet, clarify my history on that. The first official, what they would call microbrewery in Western Mass, or contiguous with, I know BBC was very early on and the People's Pint was coming not too far after. So clarify my history.
Yeah, we are the original brew pub in Western Massachusetts. We opened in August of 1987. So this is year 35, or anniversary 35 in August.
That is unbelievable. And what's been your take on the rise of beer culture in Western Mass, observing this as the foremother of beer in Western Mass?
You know, I think it's amazing that as many breweries as there are, and as many as are popular, it says something about how fun it is for the beer community to really go on their own beer trails and have fun in tasting rooms, see how one brewery might be doing New England style IPA versus another brewery doing the same style. People just love to talk about it. They love to meet in brew pubs. You know, they love the community aspect of it. I think that the more breweries there are, it really does help all of us.
I haven't met your newish head brewer since the pandemic. Tell us who's brewing over there at the Northampton Brewery right now, and what's some things that you're excited about that are on tap?
So Steve Billadoux is our brewer. He's been our assistant brewer for many, many years. He's been at the brewery for 14 years. He is doing some really fun beers. His latest sour beer is Penelope, which has peaches and pineapples in the recipe. And it's just fantastic. So he's very creative. He's doing some fun things with bitters, English style bitters, of course, IPAs. And he's also hired and trained a female brewer, our brewer Megan. So we have a woman working back in the brew house for the first time in all those decades I mentioned earlier.
It's only right, seeing as you, as I mentioned, are the foremother of all beer in Western Mass, as far as I'm concerned. Janet Eggleston from the Northampton Brewery, the iconic linchpin in downtown Northampton business-wise and for the entire Western Mass beer culture. Phil?
So here we are. We've made it through 2 years plus of the pandemic. How did the brewery pull that off?
Oh boy. Well, in March of 2020, it wasn't fun at all. It was tough. We pulled it off as a management team. Unfortunately, we had to furlough everyone else because we were closed for 5 months. We were allowed to be open in June by law, but we decided to remain closed until August 2020. And most of our staff came back, which was amazing. But meanwhile, the management team, we provided to-go food and were very creative and adaptive with how we were going to respond to the Board of Health and to the CDC. And also we were very sensitive to one another about how we were feeling about opening back up to the public and how protective we needed to be of our community. So there was a whole lot going on there. I feel very grateful to have had some really smart people in my court to get us through that very, very difficult financial time, because like so many in our industry and so many small businesses, without that, we wouldn't have made it.
Janet, if I get to the brewery, because now I know you're open, I know you have the outdoor dining happening. What's the same and what's changed?
What is the same is the people, a lot of our staff that you knew 2 years ago are there today. So we have a core of people who want you to come by and want to give you the best service and serve you delicious food. And the atmosphere is very much the same. It's comfortable and neighborly, and we have our outdoor dining open. What's different is we are serving great food. Some of your favorites are not necessarily available because we are frankly having a little bit of a tough time staffing up our kitchen. It's adaptation every day, flexibility, pivoting, and gratitude for everyone that works for me and the spirit that they're able to bring in to work.
And that has been a real issue kind of across the board, almost especially with restaurants, where it's finding people to come and to work at this time has been really difficult. It's incredible that you had so many people who were with you before that are with you still. And I'm sure you do still have some great local stuff on the menu. And as this is the Caesar Local Hero Spotlight, tell us a little bit about what is on the menu and where you're getting it from locally.
So some items that we feature all the time are, for instance, on our bar, we serve V1 vodka, Bug Hill Shrub in some of our mocktails and cocktails. We also have cider from Outlook Cider. We use 4-star hops in some of our beers. We carry Black Birch wines. Also, we get our Swaz potatoes, some items from Warner Farms and Atlas Farm, etc. We work with Marty's Local. They're a great distributor who can help us bring in more and more local products. And so, you know, that's just really the tip of the iceberg.
That's Janet Eggleston from the Northampton Brewery, the foremother of beer and beer culture in our valley at the Northampton Brewery in downtown Northampton, celebrating 35 years this year. Incredible feat for sure. It's such a great part of living in Western Mass, this beer culture that was created because you started the Northampton Brewery 35 years ago.
Just want to say that, you know, shopping and dining locally allows residents to invest in their own backyards, their own neighborhoods, and they make where they live a better place by reinvesting in where they live. And CESA is such a great collaborative model and really helps restaurants to help the local food economy. Is like this big, you know, kind of collaborative system. And we really need the community members to participate in all of that. And I just want to, again, express my gratitude.
Janet Eggleston from the Northampton Brewery, the iconic downtown brew pub that started it all for beer culture in Western Mass, and Phil Corman from CESA, who's keeping not only beer culture but all sorts of local agriculture strong in our valley. You can find out more about all our local heroes at buylocalfood.org.